Daniel Jones did not throw an incompletion against Atlanta. In Wednesday's joint practice at Grand Park, the first of two against the Falcons, the Colts quarterback completed everything he threw, the only blemish a pass wiped out by a pass interference call, per JJ Stankovitz at the team's website. And he did it 8 months removed from the Achilles tear that ended his 2025 season in December. Stankovic's charting had Josh Downs catching a tipped pass for a touchdown and hauling in a deep ball from Jones, while the defense spent the day confusing Tua Tagovailoa. Downs, in Stankovic's camp rap, gave the line of the summer on his quarterback. "I actually like forgot he had got injured before, because he looks so good out there." Jones himself supplied the caveat, acknowledging he has not yet reached his pre-injury top speed. "Everyone else has stopped seeing the tendon. The quarterback is the one still counting." The rest of the two Atlanta practices filled out the same way. Second-year cornerback Justin Wally intercepted a pass against the Falcons and returned it for a touchdown, per Stankovic's camp rap, which named him and Cam Taylor-Britt as the depth the secondary did not have a month ago. Sauce Gardner won his one-on-ones against Atlanta's receivers, per Abby Halpin at the team's website. Day two was about incremental things. The run game protection improved between practices, and tight end Mo Ailey-Cox's review was the honest version of a good week. "I think it was great progress, going against a different opponent, who is physical and fast." The week's roster news was Keenan Allen. The Colts signed the 34-year-old receiver Wednesday, and Shane Steichen's explanation ran straight through his quarterback. "He's the most cerebral receiver I've ever been around. He sees the game like a quarterback," plus a longer riff on route conversations and sideline adjustments with Jones that he expects to be a really smooth transition with those two. Stankovic's framing is worth keeping precise. The signing was a personnel flexibility move, letting Steichen play two tight end and three receiver groupings with equal conviction, not a response to Alec Pierce's rehab. Allen took limited reps Thursday, per Halpin. Saturday's game, a 34-6 loss to the Falcons at Lucas Oil Stadium, goes in the backup ball file. The vast majority of starters sat, per Stankovic's preview, and the offense managed 171 total yards, per Halpin's recap. What the game was actually for was the backup quarterback competition, and neither candidate seized it. Riley Leonard started and played the first half, 7 of 14 for 62 yards, and Anthony Richardson took the second, 3 of 9 for 24 yards with 3 carries for 15. Steichen did not dress it up. "We weren't staying on the field, we weren't converting. We've got to be a lot better." The cutdown stakes are real, though. Stankovic reports the Colts have signaled a preference to keep all three quarterbacks on the 53, and Richardson, who requested a trade in the spring, is playing along in public. "I'm just looking forward to helping the team. They truly believe that I have a chance to be on this squad, and I love that." The kicker battle produced one clean data point each way. Spencer Schrader went 2 for 2 from 48 and 53 yards, while Blake Grupa missed his only try from 36, per Halpin. Though Grupa had gone 5 for 5 with a 54-yarder in Wednesday's practice, per Stankovic's. The injury ledger weighted by what changed. The real change is Tyler Warren. The tight end suffered a groin injury during Wednesday's joint practice. Per Stankovic's, missed Thursday, and sat Saturday while Will Mallory took first-team snaps in his place. Cornerback Charvarius Ward's back kept him out of both joint practices, per Stankovic's and Halpin, with no return reported through Saturday. Receiver Anthony Gould is down with a groin injury of his own, and Pierce remains on the physically unable to perform list after off-season ankle surgery. Steichen says he is in a good spot, per Stankovic's, still without a date. Back in July, we previewed this team as one the market was pricing on a tendon rather than a team. A win total built on doubt about Jones's surgically repaired Achilles instead of the offense around it. We've been checking that red against camp every week, and camp keeps answering the same way. Jones has now worked against two consecutive opposing starting defenses, a 2-minute touchdown drive in Foxborough, and a Wednesday in Indiana where he completed every pass he threw. The clearest tell is what the team plans next. Steichen indicated the starters will play in Saturday's preseason finale against the Detroit Lions, per Stankovic's, which would be Jones's first game snaps since the injury. What to watch? Those snaps against Detroit on Saturday, and cut down on Sunday. Whether the three quarterback preference survives the math, and whether Warren's groin and Ward's back let them practice before the roster goes to 53, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.